Western and African diplomats are racing against time to strike a deal that will end what has been described as the worst humanitarian crisis in Sudan's Darfur. With a Thursday night deadline fast approaching, Darfur rebels insist they will not sign the proposed agreement. Senior diplomats from the United States, Canada, Britain, Libya, and African Union officials have held several meetings with representatives of the Sudan government and the two main rebel factions. Chief Mediator Ahmed Tugut for the Justice and Equality Movement, one of the two rebel groups, says despite the intense consultations in the past few days, nothing substantial has changed.
If they refuse to reopen the negotiations, I think unfortunately that will be the end of this round of the talks, because the movements will not accept this document by all means. And that means there is no way to move forward and no way to sign this document. So it is better to move and to go home back without wasting time and resources.
The United States in particular has been very visible at this critical stage of the process. Deputy Secretary of State Robert Zillig is leading the American delegation, which has been trying very hard to nail down an elusive agreement. Richard Mills is a spokesman for the American delegation.
Clearly you have a situation where the African Union played a mediating role. They produced a text that was a good text and a basis for discussions. The government agreed to that, and the movements did not. And so we're clearly in a situation where we're trying to work and think about ways to bridge differences, bring people together, and that's going to involve some compromise. And so that's what we're working on. We need to remain focused that the real goal of this is to achieve a peace agreement that will benefit the people of Darfur.
The rebels have a history of infighting, making it difficult for them to agree on any major decision. The talks in their seventh round have dragged for 2 years while violence in Darfur has worsened. There are fears that the violence could grow into a full-blown regional conflict if a deal is not reached in Abuja. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.